There's a psalm that had opened up earlier today. I'd like to share with the Lord's help from Psalm 93. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalmist recorded a short psalm. He didn't need many words to express what the Lord was speaking to him, to describe the situation that he was in, and find the hope in the Lord that he needed at that moment. We don't always need a lot of words. But we are always in need of great faith in the Lord. The psalmist describes a situation that was intimidating. He described it like floods that were lifting up their voice, lifting up their waves, making a big show. It was a time of life that would cause his heart to be troubled. And we each go through times like this. We each have challenges that are in front of us that seem overwhelming, that make the appearance like they will overcome us. Do you know what it was like when Jonah was in the boat and the waves were coming up? And what went through his mind? Do you know what it was like when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus? Do you know what it was like when Peter was walking on the water 1 minute and was up to his neck the next? What should go through our minds when the challenge is overwhelming? When the odds are stacked against us? When there's so much noise and confusion? So many big challenges and problems? The first thing that comes to the psalmist's pen is that the Lord reigneth. The Lord is in charge. The Lord has authority. The Lord is in control. The Lord reigneth. And to God's people, to the ones who wait on the Lord, this is a beautiful word. And Isaiah wrote about the beauty, about the refreshing truth, that the Lord reigns. He says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together they shall sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her and be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rearward. A beautiful and refreshing word that the Lord reigns, that the Lord is in control, that the Lord has authority to comfort us who wait upon him, who expect from him salvation and deliverance, who know him as a king who reigns, one who is powerful, one who is capable, one who is described here. He says, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he hath girded himself. The Lord is ready. The Lord is ready to help those who call upon him with a humble heart, who recognize how much we need him, who see him not with physical eyes, but with eyes of faith, and trust in the description that's been given in the scripture. How does the psalmist know that the Lord is clothed with majesty? The Lord is clothed with strength. No one has ever seen the Lord. And how can he be clothed? Because there's nothing bigger than the Lord. And majesty and strength are not visible. So what kind of clothing are they? This is not something to be understood with the physical eyes, the physical strength, the physical senses, but to be obtained and held deeply within our hearts through faith. That the Lord is willing to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. To those who believe that the Lord reigns, who have no problem confessing and surrendering to the fact that God has authority, and are willing to allow him to demonstrate that through obedience. And that is the part of faith that allows the Lord to work. We believe the Lord's word to such an extent that we submit. Faith that does not go that far is not the faith of the scripture. So we can ask ourselves, as we think about this message of the Lord reigning, do we pray that in the morning? And how does it affect us? How will I demonstrate this truth that is in the Word, that is, we would say, is an infallible Word? How does that play out in my day? Jesus had a word for his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount. When he described about our life and how we portray and live our life, he said, "Let your light so shine before men. Do it in this way. Let it so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Live and believe in a way that demonstrates the truth of God's word, that God reigns. And not that he just reigns at a distance, or that he reigns generally over all, but right here, in my heart, and in my life, and in my mind, in my words, the Lord has authority, and he exercises it, not by force or coercion, because Christ is coercing no one to be obedient. Christ is coercing nobody, but he puts his word and demonstrates it and puts it out for every heart that would be willing to surrender. And that's how confident the Lord is in his reign. He's not unsure about his power and his abilities. He's so sure that he's willing to give us a choice. And when we choose to align our hearts and our lives with his word, it brings God glory. When we choose to turn away, we will never prove God wrong. God will be proved right. He will be justified even when we choose wrong. But we will bear the consequences for that. The Lord reigns, and there is no exception. The Lord is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. This phrase, where he hath girded himself, reminds me of a song. 308 in our Zion's harp, "God is my song. He is the Lord Almighty. Great is his name. Great are his works and mighty. Lo, all the heavens to him belong. He needs but call, and worlds spring into being. He doth command, and at his words decreeing, the heavens into nothing fall. Light is his dress, and perfect his selection. He reigns as God, and his great throne's foundation is verity and righteousness." God has made a choice about how he will appear and how he will show himself on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him, and it is with majesty and it is with strength. His clothes are a choice, and it says something about him. And the question is, in these simple words, do we believe? Or do we take matters into our own hands and do what is right in our own eyes? Or take what we know of God's word and follow in humble obedience, willing to go where he says to go, willing to do what he says to do, willing to abstain from things that he hates, and loving the things that are precious to him. Says, "The world also is established that it cannot be moved." There's a lot of things that were changing in the lives of those who wrote the scriptures. David was pursued by Saul, And his home was moving very often. But he needed to take comfort that even the world itself was held by God. All things by him consist. And with his strength and his majesty, he is holding it together until the point of time when all will be shaken. Right now, we are blessed with an opportunity to live and to occupy this world. But there is a time that will come when not only the earth will be shaken, but also the heavens. Everything that can be trusted by this flesh will be shown to be weak and easily moved. There is coming a judgment day. There is coming a time when we will need to give an answer for who reigned, who was supreme in our lives, whose kingdom we were part of. And Jesus Christ himself has given us an invitation to be part of God's kingdom. He has laid down his life and shed his precious blood so that we could be forgiven of our sins and the way could be made open to the throne of God's grace and that we could be part of his family. How often and how quickly difficult times and intimidation, the noise of this world, cause us to forget what's real, what's important, and distract us. But the junior hymnal has a song. I think it's number 23 or 22. That speaks about our anchor. That speaks about our help. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy veil, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. We're given a glimpse of God and who he is, his strength, his authority, and we're being asked to make that real, to demonstrate how much we believe that by trusting and surrendering our hearts and our ways to the Word of God so that we would not be moved when the floods and the storm beats on us. And it is only by his grace, and he makes that available to us so we can call upon him for what we have need of and what is his will, and he will provide and guide. He will instruct us. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. When Solomon's son, needed instruction, he asked those who were older, and he asked some who were his peers, what he should do with the people and how he should treat them. When we need good advice, we often go to one who has experience, one who has been around the block a few times, one who has maybe gone through things that are similar to us. The Lord wants us to learn from him, and he's given us his word. He's shown his faithfulness time and time again. He's shown it to the children of Israel when they were standing at the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was coming up behind them. And it seemed like they were in a situation where there was no way out. And the Lord called upon Moses, but did not need Moses' help, and opened a way for them through the Red Sea so that they could walk upon dry land. And oftentimes the temptations that come to us put on a particular type of pressure and a type of distraction that that blurs out better thinking and the Holy Spirit's guidance. We need to remember the testimonies of the Lord and how he delivered his people. We need to remember the scriptures that say that there will no temptation come upon you, but such that you are able to bear it. And God will provide a way of escape that we can endure, that we can go through without surrendering. God's advice, God's commands, God's testimonies, God's everlasting word is here for us to glean from, to learn from, and to grow from. And it is comforting to know that his throne is established from old, thou art from everlasting. There is no better counselor. There is no better counselor than the Lord. Now, as I reflect on life and what that means to me, and how I put that into practice and make that a reality, as I think about how God would hold me accountable for what I know about this, I have to ask myself, who influences me? Who set me on this path that I'm walking on? Who directs me in the choices that I'm making? Who do I care about pleasing? And if there's a person at the end of any of those questions, this word is calling me to wake up and to turn around, to repent, and to turn to the Lord and seek his wisdom, to be in his word. That's where we will find the comfort. That's where we will find quietness and peace amidst what is described next as the floods and the seas that are roaring and raging. Have you ever been in water that was so deep and so powerful that you had no control over your position or orientation or how you were moving? Have you ever been so close to drowning? Do you know what that's like? If you do, then you do have a sense for what this verse is talking about. And you know how utterly helpless your strength is against a flood or the sea. This has happened to me, going in the ocean and thinking, there's waves coming in, I'll just duck underneath one of them. And I was standing, but it pulled me in so quickly. I lost my footing, and my feet were not strong enough to move myself, completely tumbled over and washed up to shore again. And I was in awe. I was surprised at how quickly this water could just pick me up and throw me around like a rag doll. I mean, the waves of the shore are beating upon rocks and crushing them into sand. Who am I? What match is my strength? I'm nothing. That's what that experience taught me. The floods have lifted up, the psalmist says, O Lord. See, now he's talking about his experience, but he's talking to the Lord about it. He's sharing honestly exactly what he sees. He sees the floods have lifted up. O Lord, The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. This is what it's like for me right now. This is how overwhelmed and how I am no match for this. I believe that God appreciates and he's glad when we are overwhelmed, when we are challenged beyond what we can bear, when we simply say the truth and acknowledge the truth to the Lord. Sometimes you don't have the answer and you don't know what to pray for. Many times, that's true for me. That's true for all of us. We don't have the answer before we pray, and we don't know which direction to go, and we need the Lord for guidance. We're not so wise. We're not so smart. But we come and we share with the Lord exactly what we see. And we wait. We may read. We may seek counsel. We may pray again. We may need to be patient. But if our hearts are ready, the Lord has something to say to us, and he'll respond. The response that comes to the psalmist is exactly what he needed. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Troubles of life are described as floods or the sea, many waters. Floods are temporary. The sea is there forever. Both problems temporary and long-term that might last our whole life. The Lord is stronger than them all. The Lord is able to help. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Just a small verse, just a short word of truth may be needed, but with faith in the Lord to anchor our soul, to reorient and redirect our thoughts, our hearts, our walk. He might not change the fact that the floods are there or that the sea is there, but he can speak a word to help us understand and help us get our eyes off of the storm. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. We who are God's children, we have entrusted our hearts and our souls unto the Lord for the greatest of all of our problems, sin and death, in our faith in Jesus Christ. And we are called also to trust in the Lord and his might in the floods that come and go throughout our lives. In everything, faith is needed. Maybe few words are needed, but great faith is needed. Faith in the Lord, who through just a few words, a few quiet words, peace, be still. What power that holds. Were those words perhaps ringing through the hearts of the disciples as they gave up their lives for the Lord? Peace, be still. It will be well. God will be victorious, and in his own time, he will show that he reigns. Perhaps those words need to be ringing in our hearts more often. Because we're pulled in a lot of different directions to try new things, to turn away from God and trust in ourselves. We forget those words, peace be still. Stop fretting and trying on your own. And trust in the Lord. Trust in his words and his ways that have been established from old, ones that are reliable, ones that are faithful, ones that have proven themselves trustworthy to many who have gone before us. Thy testimonies are very sure. They are a solid rock and a foundation. Jesus Christ himself being that chief cornerstone. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. There is no one like our God. There's no person, there's no nation, there's no government, there's no strength that can be compared. There's nothing more beautiful, more precious than the Lord. Holiness. This separateness, this exclusiveness of God, it's a characteristic of his house. It's so fitting. And it describes him perfectly. In the waves of the flood and of the sea and of the chaos of this world, there's nothing like the Word of God. There is nothing that can satisfy our inner man and our hunger. There's nothing that can satisfy the thirst of our soul when we are in need of peace like the Lord. So may we draw close to him. May we always seek to be near to him. May we share with him what we see, but then allow him to redirect with gentleness and quietness and through his word our souls to look high and up where God sits and reigns and forevermore. May we give him praise. May our hearts be directed to his throne for his honor and glory. Amen.